And our special guest tonight, Stephen Quayle, The World in Collision. Stephen's next on Coast to Coast AM. Well, I'm going to call tonight's show with Steve Quayle, World in Collision, because there's so many things that have been going on, both in the paranormal world and just what we think might be the normal world. Sometimes I'm not sure which is which anymore. Time permitting, we'll also talk with Stephen about his work on ancient giants as well. Here he is, Stephen Quayle. Hey, Stephen, how are you?
Oh, good evening, George. Welcome. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about. Meltdown in the making, world at breaking point. You know, you and I have been discussing so many times over the times we've been on the radio together just how all these are pointing to that collision point. And I believe we're just about there by being witnesses to the greatest meltdown on a global scale and then on a supernatural scale where battle in outer space, battle in inner space, battle underwater. Everything is pointing to the most tumultuous and perilous time I believe the planet has ever seen, even taking into account past civilizations that have been wiped out. So we've got a lot to talk about.
Absolutely. Stephen, what have you been doing since the last time we chatted?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm trying to worrying to some extent about not having the time, George, to get people prepared for just the rising food prices, the let's call it what it is, a financial meltdown, trying to help people save their homes and provide some sort of future, trying to alleviate fear. You know, fear is something that's interesting because we can deal with the headlines. And if you've noticed now, even the mainstream is starting to turn in their reporting of what is versus what the power brokers always wanted us to believe was normal, okay? In other words, putting into the headlines now real questions. And I think that it was obvious today when the President of the United States said that there was no recession, that he couldn't have been more irrelevant or more ill-informed or absolutely out of it. You know, the web bots are stating that there's going to be a rebellion of mainstream press against even the administration, but against all of the financial lies that are being told on talking head TV.
Well, and, you know, I heard that comment and in the comment of the Federal Reserve Chairman Bernanke. They basically echoed each other. He's been dropping interest rates as fast as he can to try to avoid a recession, and he's going to drop them even more, I'm sure. People are losing houses like crazy. It's going to increase by fivefold within the next year. You know, the guy's out of touch.
Well, they're out of touch, and they're so out of touch that they've lost contact with reality. It's one thing to be doing your plays by the book, so to speak, but when all of the leading economic indicators are manufactured, and by that I mean controlled, manipulated, and basically put into a context of unreality, they are going on their own data, and if their own data starts out stinking, I think the results are going to stink. And here's what we're talking about, George. Bond traders behind the scenes talking about 6 million people potentially losing their homes in the United States. Money center high-ranking individuals talking about the major banks in the United States being sold off, parceled off, actually balkanized, and the ultimate taking over of the major banks by the federal government, which in effect is already going on. And I think that people have got to recognize this, that when we send warnings after warnings after warnings, it's not to scare anyone, it's to try and get them out of harm's way. And to the degree that you and I spoke of the housing crisis, and I know you remember that before
yep.
it even happened.
Sure do.
We spoke about rising gold and silver prices. We spoke about the foreign fleeing of the dollar. The biggest news in the world is, how dare Alan Greenspan go to the United Arab Emirates and tell them that it's probably time for them to dump the dollar? Did that seem crazy to you?
Yes.
So when you've got insanity reigning to try and make a sane picture so that people can understand what's going on, I believe this is the planned, orchestrated destruction of the United States of America.
Lots to talk about here, Stephen, but I want to pick up and talk about this massive wave of UFO sightings all over the world and get your take on this.
Well, I think it's really important to recognize now that the mainstream press is even picking up on it, and the Air Force denials and all the official talking heads from the Pentagon. Now we've got it, George, where the UFO sightings are up somewhere like 700 to 800% for the first 2 months of this year as compared to last year and as compared to the years before. So what is going on, in my opinion, the meteor that was seen over the Pacific Northwest was not a meteor. Something was shot down. I've had people in the Pentagon and people, high-ranking military people, tell me that the battle is just starting to get into full force, and that people that have denied a lot of this stuff are going to be in for the shock of their lives. So the massive UFO fights, if you will, and there are fights. We have aircraft, and actually not even to call them aircraft, we have ships that are so far advanced in years that people would basically think that they're watching Independence Day or something if they were to see them. We're talking about mile-wide ships. We're talking about Tango Romeo 3 Bravos, the TR-3Bs, the triangular-shaped craft, the TR-4Bs, all of this stuff that's up there. There is a battle going on, and that whole hokey news story about the spy satellite being shot down by the Pentagon, the question is who took it down in the first place? I don't know if you know this, but basically we're at war. We're literally at war. The Russians, the Chinese, we've been squaring off with everybody, squaring off, being chasing subs on the East Coast, West Coast. We've been intercepting, and you are a Navy man. You know the situation with the Tupolev bombers, the Tu-95, mm-hmm. over the Kitty Hawk. Now, my sources told me point blank that one was to provoke, and the other one was to stay 50 miles off the Kitty Hawk carrier group and basically be prepared, had we taken it down, not that they expected us to, but was ready to launch. So this whole thing about launch, meaning a nuclear, probably a Super Sunbird missile or some one of their surface-to-air missiles, air-to-surface missiles. The point is that the tension is escalating big time, and it's fascinating because, you know, when we put the Russians pretty much out of business under Ronald Reagan, we caused them to spend for defense. Now they're doing the same thing to us, and Vladimir Putin has been backing the Russian economy now with all sorts of precious metals, natural gas, oil, and it's going to be the reverse, the change, because we used to make the joke that the Russian ruble was only good for one thing, and that's toilet paper. And now the Russians are showing the world that the United States currency is lost favor, is losing favor. And while our currency is losing favor, they have secured the major strategic metals of the world. And that's why you're seeing the prices go through the roof. Platinum has gone up to almost $2,200. Palladium is approaching $600. Gold, as you know, is approaching $1,000. Silver is approaching $20.
Yeah, it is. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. So what does this show us? It's a barometer. It is a temperature. It's a temperature gauge. And the temperature of the world is heating up. And the idea of the UFOs, why this becomes so important, is because there's going to be a necessary diversion, explanation, or series of events that have to be brought into the public to scare us into submission to something or someone. And again, as we've spoken over the years on your show, I'm worried that the people that think that the aliens are here to serve mankind are basically here to cook mankind. Our food is genetically modified, and the biggest news I think that everybody should recognize is this, is that when Svalbard, Norway, the Noah's Ark for seeds, non-genetically modified seeds, isn't it fascinating that the very same people that are modifying all the seeds and modifying all the genetic alterations in whatever human, animal, plants they can are now making sure that they've got a place that's stuck away in the frigid Arctic that will protect them? Yep. I mean, that's got to tell you that the globalists do mean to do what Alex and I have talked about, what you've talked about. They are into depopulating the planet, and it all centers around, if you control the weather, you control the natural disasters. Now, the same technology that controls the weather and controls natural / man-made disasters, or let's call them supernatural disasters, is a lot of the technology that the ancients possessed, and also a lot of the reverse engineer technology of the UFOs. So that's why it's all coming together, and we truly are, or at this point in history, there is no longer denying it. Everything is breaking. We go to the wars, and this has to do with the aliens. It's fascinating that when you deal with the Kosovo situation, the Balkans, whether it's a Turkish incursion going after the PKK, whether it's Iran, Lebanon, Israel, Pakistan, China, Russia, everybody is coming together. Now, did you discuss the secret meeting at the United Nations where all of the heads of different parts, it was an unannounced meeting, where they all got together to basically flip out in unison over the UFOs?
No.
Okay, this is pretty interesting.
And then I want you to tell me who you think shot down that satellite.
Okay, I will. And also, I want to make it very clear so there's no...
Initially, we shot it down as it came into reentry, but
right,
go ahead.
Okay, let's just go there. Initially, we were told basically to keep our certain spy satellites out of certain orbits, and so it's pretty well documented based on the repeat of the Chinese taking out supposedly our previous satellite. It was an act of war by either China or Russia. Okay, I can't say unequivocally it was, you know, which one it was.
But you think one of the two hit that satellite that it really did not malfunction after launch?
Total Bravo Sierra, George. Those things are billion-dollar satellites. We've got dozens of them up in the different orbits, and those don't just malfunction. The story about hydrazine was totally just engineered for the people that would buy it. There's more to that story. Like the meteor that was seen going over Montana into the Pacific Northwest, not a meteor. I've had generals tell me that because you can tell by the color that it burns with. It's almost a spectrographic signature, meaning by the way it proceeds. And if you remember the story, it split. There were two explosions in the air, and then the big news was there were eight on the ground. Did you remember that?
Yes, yes.
So you don't have meteors basically going through 10 explosions. So for what it's worth, people could take it or leave it. But based on previous talk with the gentlemen that intercept this kind of stuff and destroy it, to hold back the unimaginable hand of evil that's ready to befall this planet, that was a ship taken out, and it was not anybody from Earth's ship. I don't know how to make it any cleaner than that. But let's get back to the UN secret meeting at...
Yeah, and then we got to talk about this TR-3B.
Okay.
Because this is an incredible-looking machine. It really is. But go ahead. Tell me about this UN meeting.
What was interesting is that, basically, it wasn't just the article by Michael Sala, Ph.D., that basically was a secret UFO meeting at the United Nations. And the idea was that it was... there's a lot of trouble within the different governments, and the result is to continue... the private meetings, because people want to know. Now, obviously, when you've got the, if you will, Brotherhood of Darkness, all the intelligence agencies of the world at some time or another share information, kind of quid pro quo. But this was the most telling and interesting thing. I think this happened on around the 12th of February. I could be off a couple of days or something. But the fascinating thing, it was February 12th. And it was held in the United Nations office based on all of the panic over the UFO. Now, it's fascinating. When this was held, immediately, the Air Force and everybody, quote, in the higher echelons of governments tried to put their spin on it, just like they've always said. Well, you guys didn't really see that.
Right.
Well, 10,000 people don't not see what 10,000 people saw. And what's fascinating is multiple stories came out that diplomatic corps, by the way, if you want to find anything that's supposed to be kept quiet, all you got to do is get somebody drunk at the UN and basically grease their palms, and it's relatively...
They'll tell you everything you need to know,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, at the same time denying anything but making sure that you're picking up the tab.
Yeah.
I could tell you how I know that, but...
You picked up the tab.
I picked up the tab. The point is that we're looking at right now a multifaceted, I would say this almost mind-perplexing series of events, and what I hope we can do tonight is kind of put it into an understandable framework. We have now the situation where everything centers ultimately around what are we going to eat. And, you know, one of the famous UN spokeswomen, Catherine Bertini, made the statement that food is power. They make no apology for it. And if you watch what's going on, the different areas of the world starving. And isn't it fascinating that when you look at tornadoes, I think Holly Deo put up a chart where the tornadoes were up just in the first 2 months. First of all, February isn't supposed to be a tornado month, but it was up like 800%.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah, huge. And by the way, she's done a marvelous job in showing the natural disasters that have increased. You know, people sometimes don't get it, that there is a quantitative way to define this. Now, there are information sources that are being blocked. For instance, Fandale can no longer access the sea surface temperature maps because someone gave the word to put the kibosh on that, and that was becoming such an effective tool for predicting earthquakes. And we speak of earthquakes. This is something we've got to get into. The open source hiccup of communication last week when all of the earthquakes were taking place in, Eastern California?
Mm-hmm.
What was that, around, what's the town where they were pretty much epicentered in? El Centro? I think it was El Centro.
I'm not sure.
But the point is that transmissions were picked up, George, of hot pursuit against a craft of unknown origin that was using a beam, and the actual pilots, the fighter pilots, interceptors, were talking about having to locate the beam. So based on a lot of not only Tesla technology, but Bernard Eastland's patent, what people don't realize is you can go into the patent search on any Yahoo, Google, whatever search, and basically you can see the actual patent information and talking about generating earthquakes, seismic weapons, etc. So during the height of that earthquake swarm, there was little interception going off the west coast to try and locate the source of the beam emanation, which was a beam weapon that quite candidly had everybody tied up in knots throughout the defense community.
You know, the fact that all this is going on at the time where we continue to have these incredible UFO cases around the country lead me to think of two things. Either we have some incredible technology, Stephen, or we're being visited, or both. What do you think it is?
Both, and it's at war. You know, forgive me, they have their technology. When I say they, the United States government, we have technology that's 100 years in advance, maybe further than that. And this is what people are seeing, the Tango Romeo 3 Bravos, we call them TR-3Bs.
Now, these are supposed to be anti-gravity triangular devices.
Absolutely.
In his book, Alien Rapture, Edgar Fouché illustrated this, and he said it was tested in the 60s, perfected in the 90s, and it was used in the Gulf War's early hours with electromagnetic pulses and laser cannons. Is this the object? Because this is a huge triangular-shaped object. Is this what people are seeing? Is this what they saw in Phoenix? Is this what they saw in Stephenville, Texas?
Well, they're seeing in Stephenville, Texas. They're seeing those. And by the way, there are other variations of those starting at threes going up. I don't know what level they're to, but they're beyond five. I know that. And they are literally chasing and engaging targets that would be called extra-dimensional or extraterrestrial. We are talking about non-human intelligence. I believe, of course, as you know, fallen angels basically get their wings clipped in a horrific battle that all the ancient civilizations record, and their technology has been that which is sought after, which was sought after in the Gulf War. The real reasons, even contrary to what the official releases are about oil or Saddam Hussein or weapons of mass destruction, there's way more to it than that. And now what we're seeing, George, literally in the skies, is that time where we're seeing the signs of the sun, moon, and stars, and we're also seeing absolute conflict between the unseen and the seen world. So people had better get ready. By the way, they've set September 12th, supposedly, 1 year from the date of the proposed meeting for disclosure. I know Tom Horn and everybody is picking that up from all their different sources. So it's pretty much out there in the intelligence community, in the military community, and now in the private informed citizens community, that's when they want their disclosures, around September. Now, fascinatingly enough, that will correspond with what some of the smartest financial minds have stated will be the ultimate meltdown of the world's global financial.
All right, hold on, Stephen. We'll be back in a moment with you. One heck of a coast-to-coast ride tonight. We'll be back. Stephen Quayle's got a lot to talk about tonight, so let's get right to it when we come back at Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, I'm George Norrie with Stephen Quayle. Stephen, what is your take on this strange feeling most of us have right now, that everything is out of kilter, that it's just not right, there's something awkward here? You feel it too, don't you?
Absolutely, and I want everyone to know that probably if they get this and understand what I'm going to say, it's going to help them to cope with everything that comes their way. Pentagon did a study on human fear chemicals, George, and they were called scare sensors, and they're talking about the identifying pheromones, which are chemicals released by animals and humans as signals for their own kind, for sex, for territorial marking, for everything. And you've heard it said, the spirit of fear, or I could sense or taste the fear in the air.
Mm-hmm.
The fascinating thing about this is that as you look at the chemtrails, and again, there's just so much data out there. William Thomas, Cliff Carnicom, others have done amazing and
great work.
But the point is that now, and this has just come up, the anxiety-inducing chemistry that's raining down on us night and day, and you can't deny them, they're there. If anybody can deny it, it has to be absolutely void of intellectual reasoning, in my opinion. But imagine this. Imagine you've held back all the technology for all these years that you've captured, that you've found in archaeological digs. Imagine being able to contain the aliens, to put it into the science fiction realm, so that at the appropriate time you could use them to bring the world under your subjection. Then introduce into the formula the fact that with these neurological weapons that are being formed, you could put people into an electronic, if you will, or electromagnetic form of fear, anxiety, panic, angst, whatever word you're going to use for it. And then you come to a mainstream magazine that carries the entire story on what the Pentagon's doing, and it's Wired, and I've linked to it, by the way. Anytime I do your show, as you know, I put up probably 60 to 80 different underlying stories. Mm-hmm. But this is, in my opinion, the most interesting story that I have found in years, because it was given to me by a dear friend of mine. And when you start reading about this, you can, by fear, you can direct, as you know. You can get people to agree to anything, even against their better judgment.
You even get them to beg you to do things.
Beg you to do things. And this comes into Henry Kissinger's famous line that the Americans wouldn't accept global government until there were troops on their streets. They're going to need an incident or event. So it's my contention that as the global weather modifiers, and by the way, Zbigniew Brzezinski, as you know, I quote him some often in his statement in his book, Between Two Ages, that the time would come when nations would make war against other nations, and they would use weather altering and weather modification and blame us on acts of God. Well, I believe the God is getting ready to show people who is to blame, and it is absolutely going to horrify and also inform people when they start to see, look, if things are out of context, and they're out of context across the board, it doesn't matter if it's some more tornadoes, or it's the hurricanes, or it's the extreme temperatures, or extreme snow in China, or extreme flooding, or extreme earthquakes in Sumatra. The point is that if you start to see that every time something starts to present a total picture to the public, the mainstream, and as I've coined the word over the years, vomit brokers, immediately try to supersaturate us with Britney or whatever, Starlet Star, whatever the thing is, Anna Nicole, all that stuff comes into focus. And I think people are starting to recognize now that the controllers, let's just call them that, whoever, wherever they may be, the point is that they are bringing us to that context or that point of contact in the context of giving us so much to worry about that we'll agree to anything and everything. And that's why I and you and Alex try and give the people, the listening audience, another way of looking at things. I'll tell people this. If they'll turn their TV off for an entire week and start to really do their research on the web, the library, whatever, and put the things that we've talked about into perspective, they're going to come up with a different set of conclusions. And the web bots are saying that the mainstream press is finally going to get it, and they're going to react. And when they react, it's going to be with almost, they'll be aghast at what has been told to them by the powers that be versus what's really going on. So I believe the entire alien card is going to be played very soon. They're going to do whatever they can do to kill as many people as possible. And if you look at Africa, it's tragic. But if you look at Asia, the sea coast, I think now it's up to 80% of the people on the planet live within the coastal range or draw their nutrition from it. We see all of the natural disasters taking place, man-made disasters taking place, and then you put into it that there's a bunch bunch of guys that basically want everybody flipping out, freaking out, and acting out. I think it's a recipe. It's brilliant, by the way. It's supernaturally brilliant. It is not originating from the mind of men, but it's originating, in my opinion, from the fallen angel realm. And I believe that fallen angels are very real. You and I have talked about it extensively. And when people see that, just as in the days of Noah, so are these days going to be prior to the coming of the Son of Man, Jesus, I think the point is that people need to recognize that, look, the days of Noah weren't concerned with credit cards, bank payments, mortgage payments. They were concerned with the supernatural violence in the earth. And I believe we're going to get incredibly violent. And the planet's getting violent. People are becoming more violent. If you notice, even the reports that are carried about little old ladies getting shocked, some of them to death, women, kids being arrested at 6 years old. Something's gone wrong, George.
I know it. I don't know if it's something to do with, something celestial that's affecting all of us, some pole shift. Something's happening, Steve.
Well, if you, in your own logical mind, with evidence presented, if you were to conclude that someone is behind this using electromagnetic waveforms and chemicals,
I wouldn't doubt it.
Okay, you wouldn't doubt it.
I wouldn't doubt it.
But have you ever, and I haven't, been aware of how much open source of Wired magazine is not some, quote, fringe magazine, yet some of their investigative journalism is absolutely superb. And I don't know if you've had a chance to read these, but when you start reading about Pentagon exploring human fear chemicals, and you start seeing amazing statements about them, how about this? Mass sociogenic smell weapons. Or then we get into the super soldiers. Super soldiers, which were once human, no longer human, being genetically spliced with the olfactory senses of wolves, with the eyesight of eagles, with the strength, the human growth factor that can give them the strength of 20 men, and then the ability to nano-replicate destroyed tissue. People say, oh, you're on some. No, I'm not on to anything. I'm on to open-source information that anybody can go and verify.
I'm going to throw out a number of different topics to you, Steve, and then we'll react and comment on each one, because every one of them is just as important as the next.
Sure.
And if you just want to round out this UFO story for me, and we're going to move into something else. So you believe that there's a war at stake right now between us and them?
Yes.
Are we at that point with technology where we can do this? Because 40 years ago, we couldn't.
Well, let me say this. 40 years ago, or even 50 years ago, almost going on 60 years.
That's 60
ago,
when you talk about the anniversary of Roswell.
Exactly. So at 60 years ago, the technology that has been reverse engineered is beyond my... when I was told this stuff, a very high-ranking military guy told me, he said, get ready, Steve, because you're going to have a hard time wrapping your mind around this. And I thought, based on everything I'd known and everything I'd researched and everything, and God bless the man that told me that, but the point being is that I got to tell you, George, it's one thing when you think of it in kind of the woo-woo world. It's another thing when it's dropped in your lap. And I got to tell you something. Someone was so violently upsetting, and again, I write about this stuff, but it's unnerving when you're presented it. So, yes, we have the technology. We have technology that most people simply cannot even imagine. The whole idea that we've only been to the moon is ridiculous. We, the United States of America, have been to the outer planets, and we have drives and craft that are absolutely mind-blowing. And when you get into Stargate technology and wormholes and jumping dimensions and all that stuff, we have that too.
Well, if we've got this kind of incredible technology, Stephen, what are we screwing around for in Iraq with these great ground troops of ours? Why are we doing this when we have this incredible technology?
Well, it's because there's a war going on even within our own military, and this is something that a lot of people may not be aware of, may be cognizant of, or not don't even want to know. But there are factions that have basically decided that the United States is going to go down. Then there are the factions of the people that still take their oath to the Constitution. Now, the average infantryman or the average sailor doesn't know this stuff. But again, remember, the world is governed and controlled by people behind the scenes.
Sure.
Everyone's too concerned with the puppets on the stage to look for the strings and look for the fingers on the strings. And so the technology has been used. The answer to that, real simply, is that very same technology is used to prevent people from coming into the knowledge of technology until it's their time. But meantime, you've got people that are saying, I'm not going to sit back and allow untold myriads of fallen angels. I don't understand all of the intricacies of battling supernatural beings in the natural. I know this, that even in the oldest writings and of the Old Testament, you've got the situation with the sons of God, as you know, coming to earth, and they left heaven. They didn't stay in heaven. And going to the Book of Enoch and all of the contemporary writings of every major culture talks about this. We're talking about technology being given to man thousands and thousands of years ago. And then prior to the creation of Adam and Eve, my position is that great civilizations, what I would call pre-angelic civilizations or pre-Adamic civilizations that were angelic civilizations, the warfare that took place there, it doesn't matter if you're reading it in the Indian Vedic text from India, doesn't matter if you're reading it in the tales of Sumer, the Book of Enoch, all of the pseudepigraphal writings, pseudepigraphal meaning books that were written in antiquity. And it's fascinating, George, when you start to see who's controlled the knowledge. The same people that control the knowledge of the world, in other words, that which the uninitiated are allowed to know, basically control the money of the world. And isn't it fascinating that the people that control the money control the knowledge? Kind of like,
sure.
You know, Jesus said, hey, he said, the love of money is the root of all evil. Now you've got the money problem coming into this thing. So the technology, when we read about the Defense Department's budget, so much of that is black. By black meaning for projects that people are not allowed to know. In the intelligence community, everything is usually compartmentalized, and two people can be working on different parts of, let's say, an electrogravitic propulsion system and never know what they're working on. They're just working on one specific part. They're assigned to a room to work on that part, and they're never shown the total picture. It's my contention that the whole picture is going to be shown. I've stated over and over for 14 years that before America is destroyed, and I believe it will be, and I believe that the Republic as we've known it is dead due to the apathy, the indifference, and the just nonchalant don't care on the left hand, but on the right hand, the mind control, the chemicals in our food, water, air, and everything. I believe that we are absolutely being set up for the kill.
And there are some within government that are fighting this.
There are some amazing men and women. I mean, listen, there are women out there that would blow most people's mind at their skills or capabilities, and we call them the mighty men and women of valor, people that are without equal. When I say without equal, That's a true statement. This is not your average run-of-the-mill infantryman or your average run-of-the-mill lady pilot. These are incredible people. But listen, when you're fighting literally the forces of hell, when you're literally encountering conversations between what the Bible calls a man of perdition and some of America's former top generals. The point is that there are a lot of people laying down their lives fighting this stuff, and that's my chief contention. My contention is if Americans only knew the price that some of their fighting men and women are paying, and I'm talking in the supernatural realm, nothing I'm talking about right now, God bless everyone who's on a foreign field, but I'm talking about the people that are in craft that you and I are talking about, speculating about, basically stopping things that would make the Twilight Zone outer limits and our worst nightmare seem like child's play.
Well, Stephen, these are going to be interesting times. What was the old saying, the best of times, the worst of times?
Absolutely.
Might be in them right now.
I think we are. And see, we used to talk, George, about what would be coming. Remember, almost in a prophetic future sense, you and I would get on the radio together, we'd talk about, boy, it just feels weird, and look at all the things. And it's like, the hand, and I believe it's literally the hand of God's mercy, held it back, but now it's all coming at once. And that's why I believe the senses are being overwhelmed. That's why people are reacting, and it's heartbreaking. I tell you, every day when I read the financial news from around the world, seeing how many people are losing their jobs, and in this country primarily, and all of those bill of goods that we've been sold on NAFTA and gas, and all the jobs moving offshore, all the technology. Let me make it simple. 300 million Americans have been basically plundered, and now the plunderers are headed to the 2.4 billion people that represent just China and India alone. And that's why you see some of the brightest men in the financial realm headed overseas to Southeast Asia. And now, let me share this. The thing people need to recognize and look for is they need to be specifically watching the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is critical.
Can't get much lower, Stephen, can it?
It's going to get way lower. It's going to get so bad, George, that basically this may be leading into what you and Alex have talked about, the North American Union, the Merrill.
Ed Corsi, Jerry Corsi.
Jerry Corsi's done a marvelous job. In my interview with Jerry Corsi, I'm blown away just at the depth of research he does and investigate. He's a true investigative journalist.
Yes, he is.
When's the last time you really could embrace the investigative journalism realm as opposed to just being nothing more than vomit brokers? So I think the thing people need to watch is today the dollar index broke 74, and that means as it gets lower, the flash point supposedly for $12 trillion being repatriated, that means they'll sell the American dollar, is 72. And we're getting closer. The euro hit $1.52.
Well, you know what's so incredible, Stephen? There are a lot of people in this country who are doing very, very well. But then you have so many, I mean so many, who aren't doing well at all financially. And these are the ones who are losing their houses and stuff. I mean, a few people are buying houses and some people are buying big houses. But by and large, the rest of the people in this country are getting it on the chin. I've never seen it where it's so divided.
It is, and that's by design, okay? When I say by design, the middle class is to be wiped out. Ultimately, I think one of the very first shows we did, we talked about a word that I coined because I thought it was very definitive, and that's called techno-serfdom. It's one thing to have a $50,000, $60,000 job and then be moved to the old a cliche of burger flipping, but it's another thing to be living on the streets. And when welfare fails, because, again, somebody's always looking to someone, and I think it's the fifth or fourth step in Dmitry Orlov's basically the end of a society or the end of a civilization. When we get to that point, George, that's when all hell breaks loose. And now we've got the greatest migrations. Look at the situation. If Atlanta's water were to go any more critical.
Oh, Lake Lanier, yeah.
Yep. We're talking 3 million people that would have to be relocated, repositioned.
We keep praying for rain down that way.
And the thing is that people need to ask themselves this. Look, go back and just study basic American history. That's something that obviously the modern-day schools aren't teaching. And see what were the values, what were the attitudes, what were the reading and skill levels. You remember reading some of that 8th grade primer stuff from the early 1900s, and you think, I don't know much of this. I mean, we are producing, unfortunately, we have some bright people, but if you compare our math scores, our physics scores, our science scores, and the amount of time we spend in school and the subject matter to the Russians or the Chinese, they're the ones that are out engineering us, and I mean that by producing engineers, and it's sad. I know guys that have multiple PhDs that are some of the most brilliant guys in the country, and some of them are literally just making it, George. They can't even, they no longer have a home.
That's true.
That.
Stay with us, Stephen Quayle. That's got to be one of the fastest hours in radio. His website is Steve Quayle. Let me spell it for you. STEVEQUAYLE.com. Linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Many, many more topics to talk with Steve about when we come right back.